for this special news report. We go live to Pat Casper in Seattle, Washington.
Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates, the richest man in the solar system, has called a press conference. Speculation is that he will address the antitrust charges leveled by the Attorney General's office, or he will announce that he's getting a new haircut. Here he comes now.
As you know, Microsoft faces antitrust legislation because of our monopoly of the Windows computer operating system. I say America is built on the principle of free enterprise, which allows an individual who works hard and applies himself to crush anyone who gets in his way. It's in the Constitution. Bear arms, pursue happiness, crush competitors. Now my company is facing the unfair fine of $1 million per day. $1 million a day. At that rate, Microsoft will be bankrupt in 993 years. I am not willing to accept the fine nor the criticism aimed at Microsoft. So as of noon tomorrow, Pacific Standard Time, Microsoft will acquire majority ownership of the North American continent. Naturally, some reorganization will be necessary. Mexico will become El Microsoft. Canada will be Bill's World. Canada's awfully cold, so we're going to close it up for the winter. And the U.S. will become the United Gates of America. As part of this friendly takeover, I will assume the debts the three countries have, which will be paid out of my petty cash. And I'll show all those know-it-alls in government they can't push this four-eyed geek around anymore. Yes, Bill Gates will be in control, and I'll be telling them what to do, who to see, where they can sit at the movies. Not like it was when I was in high school. They'll be sorry they made fun of me in gym class. That's gonna stop me now. North America, yes! Latvia! Geek power! Geek power! Geek power! Thank you, and be sure to buy Windows 98. It will be available sometime after September 1999.